USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The teenage suspect arrested after two people were fatally shot during a third night of protest in the wake of the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, had been part of a group that sought to be deputized just hours earlier. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth said he believed the suspect, whom authorities identified as 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, was part of a group of armed individuals who asked to be deputized and allowed to patrol the street ahead of the Tuesday night protests. A large fire erupted at a chemical plant outside the Louisiana city of Lake Charles following Hurricane Laura's passage through the area. Images and videos of the blaze showed large plumes of smoke billowing over Interstate 10, and Governor John Bel Edwards is now advising all locals to stay out of the area. He said residents are advised to shelter in place until further notice and close all doors and windows. The BioLab Lake Charles plant was built in 1979 and manufactures acid and other chemicals used in household cleaners. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria, in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials call the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.